Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, welcome to Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so glad that you joined us. And know this, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. Welcome. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, we are going to give you a few announcements there and then another song, and Dr. Henderson will be with you shortly, so we're excited about that, but let's get right to it. Hey, you guys been tweeting all day and emailing and faxing out and doing all kind of great things with the social media. The number, you need to put that number out there because Dr. Henderson is live tonight, 347-843-4559. The call-in number, guys, for everybody in your family, 347-843-4559. We'll give it to you one more time. The number, 347-843-4559. Hey, also, too, guys, the chat room is also open in case you have a question or comment or prayer request for Dr. Henderson as well. Go to blogtalkradio.com/menlesstalk, blogtalkradio.com/menlesstalk. That'll give you the link there as well, and you can leave us a chat request. I'll make sure Dr. Henderson gets that information as well. So one more time, guys, the number 347-843-4559, ladies and gentlemen, and Dr. Henderson will be up right after this next song. God bless you. This is Straight to the Point. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, this is Straight to the Point. If you're just joining us and y'all need to put your hands together, we're getting ready to open up the mic for Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Welcome, Dr. Henderson. God bless you.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm so glad that we are safe in his arms. Can nobody remove us, take us out of the arms of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're safe in his arms, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it looks like in the natural eyes. I want you to know that we are safe in his arms. And so I want to welcome you on tonight to hear a new episode, another episode of the Straight to the Point. For those of you who are tuning in with us for the first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for everyone. For the word is clear, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have an everlasting life. So we're excited that you guys have tuned in with us on tonight. We give you, we honor you on tonight. We give God the glory and the praise, so we honor you on tonight. I want to give credit to the gospel artists of their songs, their awesome songs, Let Go and Let God by Dwayne Woods. Awesome song. He said we got to let go and let God. We got to take our hands off of it and give it to God. Whatever you're going through on tonight, you got to let go and let God. Get it, put it in his hands. You know, cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He can carry the burden. He can carry the load. Whatever burden facing, I know a lot of people on tonight out of work and, you know, all kinds of things are happening, and I just want to encourage you on tonight to let you know to give it to him. Let go and let God. Let him do what he does best, and what he does best is to provide for his people. You know, what he does best is to heal his people. What he does best is to give his people peace, a peace that surpasses all our understanding, that will keep our hearts and our minds in him, in Christ Jesus. So I come to speak peace to you all on tonight. Peace, be still, saith the Lord. And then I want to thank LaShawn Pace. I trust you. She said, I don't know about nobody else, but I can speak for myself because of what you've done for me. Just think about what God has brought you out of. Take a few seconds and just think about what God has done for you in the past. If God has brought you out, then truly he can do it again. She said, I don't know about nobody else, God, but I declare to you on tonight that I trust you. If that's your testimony, just take a little bit of time and just give him some praise, give him some honor, and just glorify him, worship him on tonight, and let him know that you will not be moved, that you will not be shaken because of what he's done for you in the past. And some of you, he has taken you out of the muck and the mire and placed your feet like hind feet. Some of you, he has gotten you off of addictions. And some of you, he has gotten you off of the streets and put you in homes. And some of you, he has restored marriages and relationships. And some of you, he has put you in a great economic position. And so we trust him on tonight. We trust that what he did in the past, he can do it again. If he did it before, I come to tell somebody on tonight, I want you to get encouraged and shake off depression, shake off oppression, shake off discouragement on tonight. Shake it off and speak to yourself and say, if he did it before, he can do it again. So on tonight, we declare and we decree that we trust him. And so we want to give LaShawn Pace, credit for that song. And then, as I stated, Faith in His Arms by the Honorable Vicky Wines. And so she said, we're safe in his arms. So I want you guys to know that those are the best arms that you could ever, ever, ever be in. His arms will protect you from anything. There's safety in his arms. And so we give credit again to those three gospel artists. That was Dwayne Woods, LaShawn Pace, and Vicky Wines on tonight. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in with me. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, we have a four-part series. We have what is called the word or encouragement or motivational word, and then we have our business spotlight. We have a social media segment, and then we have a relationship segment. And so we'll see if we may not get to all four on tonight, but we will get through some of it. I promise you that. So I'm going to go ahead and get started, but before I do, I want to thank all those who are tuning in with me live on tonight, those who are going to call back. I want to thank you because we have a lot of people who call back and listen in. So I want to thank you guys for calling back and listening in on tonight. And I know a lot of people are have had rough days today, and so a lot of people are just tuning in and rush to tune in. And so I tell you, the enemy has been busy, but that's okay. Amen. Glory to God. We know how to send him fleeing. you know, 7,000 ways. Amen. We know how to send him fleeing. All we got to do is plead the blood of Jesus. All we got to do is submit to God. The Bible says submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. But you got to first submit to God, right? So as we submit to God, right, and then after we submit to God, we have the strength to resist him. When he sees that we have resisted him, then he has no other choice but to leave. He has no other choice but to flee. Amen. And so as we submit to God on tonight and allow him to come in the room, to allow him to come on the line, to allow him, we're going to welcome him on the line on tonight to allow him to speak through me as a vessel to his people on tonight. I want to talk a little bit about trust on tonight. We've been talking about faith. We talked about faith. We talked about what faith was, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We talked about believing God. So we talked about we have to have faith in God. Then we talked about we have to believe God, believe the unbelievable. And we talked about how it's very important for us to believe that he is God and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But tonight, we're going to talk about trusting God. Do you trust God on tonight? First of all, what does trust mean? Trust is the firm belief in the reliability, the truth, the ability or strength of someone or something. Amen. Let me say that again. Trust is the firm belief in the reliability, my God, the reliability, the truth, the ability or strength of someone or something. So tonight, we're putting our trust in God. Matter of fact, you should have already been trusting God, but the something or someone that I'm talking about on tonight is not merely a person. It's the unshakable shaker, the unmovable mover, the unchangeable changer, the God that is the same today as he was on yesterday as he is forevermore. The God that we, the person that I'm talking about on tonight is our Father. Amen. The God, the sovereign God, the God, the person that I'm talking about on tonight is the God that created the heavens and the God that created the earth. The person that I'm talking about on tonight is the God, my God, that breathed into a man. Amen. That breathed into and created man. That's the God I'm talking about. I'm talking about the God that cannot lie, that will not lie, that shall not lie, the God that can do anything but fail. Amen. The God that is nothing impossible for, that's who we're talking about on tonight. That's who we're talking about, maintaining your trust in this person who you can rely on, this person who is the truth, this person who has the ability and he has the strength, and the only person that has that is reliable, that is the truth, because remember, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. He said that I am the way. There's only one way. That's me. I'm the way. Amen. That's my first name. I am the truth. That's my middle name, and I am the life. That's my last name, Way, Truth, and Life. My name is Mr. Truth, Mr. Way, Truth, Life. Amen. Praise God. And so, we praise him on tonight because he is the truth, the way, and he is the way, the truth, and the life. And so tonight, God wanted me to talk to you guys about trusting him. Do you trust him when it looks like that, you know, it's, you know, things are just getting worse? That, you know, we talked about having faith and we talking about believing. But he said, do you trust me? Amen. Because do you trust me to recognize that I have been a reliable force in your life, meaning that you've always been able to rely on me. I've always been consistent towards you. I've always been reliable, and I am the truth. I've never lied to you. He said, I cannot lie. He said, he's not man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. He said, not only that, I am your strength. Amen. I've always been reliable. I am the truth. I've never lied to you. He said that nothing impossible for me. I have the ability to do this thing for you. And he said, I am your strength. Amen. And so that's what trust means. It says firm belief in the reliability, the truth, the ability, or strength of someone or something. He said, I've been all these things to you in a consistent manner. Do you trust me? And so God is asking us to, do we trust him on tonight? Amen. So I'm going to go to a very popular scripture. I'm going to go to Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. And the word of God says in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lead not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. It says, be not wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. But I want to go to this particular scripture, 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. But it starts with, you know, trusting in him, trusting that he is reliable, trusting that he has the ability, he has the ability to direct your path, that he has the ability to lead you to your greater outcome, according to Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. I have great thoughts. I have great plans for you to take you to your expected end. Do you trust that God knows what's best for you? Do you trust that God has a perfect plan for your life? Do you trust that God is going to get you to the end, to the end, and it's going to be a great outcome for you on tonight? So tonight I want to talk about trust. He said, trust in the Lord. Amen. You got to trust in the Lord. Amen. You got to have a firm belief in him, that he is God. You know, we talked about him being a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, but we said that we got to believe that he is God. Amen. We got to believe that he is God. And believing that he is God is we believe and we know that, first of all, that he's reliable. First of all, that he, you know, he cannot lie, meaning that he's truth. You know, first of all, is that he has the ability to do anything but fail. And then first of all, is that he is our son. So do you trust him on tonight to direct your paths? A lot of you are probably thinking, you know, like, what in the world is going on? I feel like that, you know, I was on the right path, but I feel like, you know, all that's happening is just shook me up and took me into a whole nother direction. But I want you to know that God is not surprised about anything that you're going through on tonight, that God is still leading you. If you are trusting in him, if you putting your trust in him, my God, if you have put your trust in him, and if you have not been shaken, if you have not been moving, if you are still trusting in the Lord, I want you to know that he's directing your path. Yes, the Bible says that all things work together for the good of them who love God and them who are the called according to his purpose. That means that the good, the bad, the ugly, and even the sad is working out for your good, is working out for your purpose. Just ask Joseph, who would have never had known that God, you know, would have even taken him that route, you know, to put him in a position to be the second in command, to be able to take care of his whole entire family, to be able to take care of a whole nation. Yeah, I'm sure that Joseph, and I'm talking about Joseph the dreamer, I'm sure that Joseph was trying to figure out, God, what is going on? My God, you gave me a dream. You gave me a dream, but how did I end up in the ditch? How did my brothers end up betraying me? How did I end up in jail? How did I end up in all these situations that don't even look like it's you? Amen. So a lot of you are trying to figure this thing out. God, what's up, what's wrong? But I want to come and tell you on tonight that you are in the right place. You are in the right place. You are in the right position. You are on the right track. You just have to keep on trusting him and believing in him. Trust that he is reliable. Trust that he is still the truth. Trust that he has the ability to bring you out of what you're currently in. Trust that he is your strength, because he says that trust in him with all thine heart. That means that you got to give him all your heart. You can't have a little bit of trust in him and then try to do it on your own. Trust meaning that I'm giving it. I'm giving you my ability, God. I'm giving you my strength, God. I'm relying strictly on you 100% without doubt. That's what trust means. It says trust in him with all thine heart. That means place that you're not trying to go before him and make it happen. You know, you're like, God, I'm giving this to you. I'm trusting you for this. God, I believe in you. If you don't do it, God, then it's just not going to get done. That has to be your mindset. If you don't open up that door, God, if you don't allow, you know, that connection, God, if you don't do it, it's not going to get done. You have to trust in the Lord. Amen. Let's go to the Amplified version. It says, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. A lot of times we start allowing the enemy to put stuff in our mind, and we start trying to, you know, we start relying on our own way of doing things, relying on our own way of getting things done. When God said, I have the perfect plan, I have laid it out for you, we just got to follow his plan. I want to go to, let's go to Psalms 9:10 right quick, and we're going to stay on the bandwagon of trust on tonight, okay? We're going to stay on that bandwagon. It says that in Psalms 9:10, it says that, and they that know the name will put their trust in thee, for you, Lord, has not forsaken them that seek ye. Remember we said that when we believe in God and diligently seek him, amen, the Bible says that he would not forsake us. Those of us who diligently seek him, he would not forsake us. When we put our trust in him, the Bible says that in Psalms 9:10, that he would not forsake us. He says, and they that know your name, amen, those of us who know him as a healer, those of us who know him as a deliverer, those of us who know him as a way maker, my God, way maker, miracle worker, some of you, God had met you on your sick bed and he healed you of that, what the doctor said was an incurable disease. Some of you had a broken heart and you never thought that it would get put back together again, but God mended your heart. Amen. He healed your broken heart and you're able to love again. Amen. Do you remember his name? Some of you all, he's a way maker to you. Some of you all, he's a miracle worker to you. Some of you all, he is a healer to you. Some of you all, he is a provider. You call him my provider. Whatever experience you've had with him, that's what you call him. God, I know you as my healer. Hallelujah. I call you healer. God, I know you as my deliverer. I call you deliverer. God, I know you as my way maker. You made a way where it seemed like there was not going to be a way. God, I know you as, I call you miracle worker, because God, you did a supernatural thing in my life that nobody would ever have thought it would get done, and they know it had to be God. We call you miracle worker, amen. And so whatever that personal, whatever God did for you, amen, you call him by that name, amen. But some of us call him, my God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and some of us call him the I Am, the I Am, because he gave us a promise, he gave us a vision, and he said, I need you to rise up, and I need you to lead my people. Some of you who are the remnant, my God, you call him the I Am, the I Am, because he said, when they tell you, or when they ask you who sent me, you tell them that I am, that I am sent you. So whatever situation you found yourself in, whatever of circumstance that you had to, you know, dribble your way through, amen, God showed up to you in that place. Some of you was in a valley, amen, you met him in your valley, and God brought you up out of the valley, amen, and he put you up on the mountaintop, amen. Some of you, amen, was sinking deep down in sin, but he reached way down, and he picked you up, my God. And so we have to, amen, according to Psalms 10, you got to know his name, amen. And those of us who know his name, amen, we can say that we put our complete trust in him, because he would never leave us. We know that he would never forsake us. He has proven himself to us before, and if he did it before, then he will do it again. Glory, hallelujah. And if we go to Psalms 28, just bear with me for a second. Go with me to Psalms 28 right quick, 28:7-8. The Bible says in 28:7-8, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. My God, when you trust God, you got to praise him, worship him. You got to adore him and let him know, God, that you know, it may look one way in the natural, but I believe you. I stand on your word. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. That's what the psalmist said. He said, those of us who trust in you, who know you to be our strength and our shield and our buckler, he said, we're gonna continue to put our trust in you because we know that you will help us. The Bible says that we will lift up our eyes to the hills in Psalms 121, which cometh our help and our strength, because we know that our help coming from the Lord. Those of us who trust in him know that our help coming from the Lord, that he never sleeps, nor does he slumber. My God, that he will move mountains to get us to where we need to be. So I come to tell you and ask you on tonight, who are you putting your trust in? Are you leaning into your own understanding, or are you trusting in the Lord your God, who has did it before and he will do it again? If you go with me to Psalms 46:10, I want to end it on Psalms 46:10. If you go with me, if you got your Bible, Psalms 46:10, and you let me know when you get Psalms 46:10. Amen. Praise God. Let me get it. Glory to God. I just love God. I tell you, the word of the Lord is a lamp. Psalms 46 says that God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams wherefore shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of us. Amen. And we shall not be moved, because God is with us. God shall help us, and that rightly early. Amen. Let's go down where it says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. Amen. What desolations he has made in the earth. Let's go down. It says, he made wars to cease unto the end of the earth, breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. I want you to know this on tonight, and I'm going to leave you with this. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is his name. I said, God said, be still and know that he is God. Too many of you, you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off. You're running around, you're calling everybody saying, do this, can you know, how about this? What you think about this and what you think about that? You're looking at the fake news and it's telling you all kinds of stuff. But God said, what did I say? What did I tell you? What did I tell you? I need you to trust in me and know that if I did it before, I can do it again. He said, I am the God that can be relied upon. I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Not only am I the way, the truth, and the life, but he says, your strength comes from me. He said, put your trust in me, all of your trust in me, and you should not be moving. You should not be shaking. He said, because I am God, and I need you to be still. Be still. Be still don't mean stop praying. Be still don't mean stop preaching. Be still don't mean stop working. Be still, he's talking about in your spirit. Your spirit is all over the place. Amen. You're jumping all over the place. You're calling everybody. What you think it's going to be? How you think it's going to happen? What you think is going to happen? God said you already know the end. Amen. And the end is you win. Hallelujah. I come to tell somebody on tonight and listen to me and listen to me clearly. The Bible is clear. The end is you win. Amen. So you just need to hold on to this word on tonight and holding on to this word on tonight. All you need to know is two words. You win. Amen. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn, let's open up the lines.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, you better get excited about this word. You better give God some praise right now for that word. You better get it. Yeah. Yep, yep. Thank you, Dr. Henderson. Wow. Trust. Trust. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the God that created everything. You understand that? Everything. We're going to give him another praise just for that right there. Praise God for everything. Thank you, Father.
Woo!
Thank you, Dr. Henderson. Praise God. As Dr. Henderson would say, somebody should be doing some cartwheels and flips out there on this word tonight, Doc. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines for some comments about the word tonight or anything you'd like to say tonight about this awesome word. And for those who just maybe be joining us new, if you hit star one on your phone, that'll put you in queue. Let me know you want to have a comment or a prayer request or whatever in that area as well. But we're going to go right down the line for our faithful repeat folks that come on all the time. So Dr. Henderson, our first caller is 1795. I know she's excited as always. 1795, you out there. Bless you.
God bless you. Yes, I am excited.
Amen.
I'm telling you, my heart is beating so fast.
Ooh, yeah, Evangelist. Yeah, praise God for that word.
So, yes,
hallelujah.
I'm so excited about the word. When the word of God comes, like it comes on straight to the point, I'm telling you, it's consistent every week after week after week after week. You can depend on getting a word from the Lord on this line. And I'm not just talking about any word. I'm talking about an old time right then what you need word. This was so exciting to me. Like I said, I'm trying to catch my breath with my heart beating. It's beating fast because God really spoke to me tonight to trust in
Amen.
Him. You know, God
yes.
knows where you are. And God knows
yes.
exactly what you need. And when you belong
yes.
to him, he takes care of you. And that's why
yes.
he tells us in his word, I don't want you taking thoughts about what
yes.
you're going to eat, drink, or wear. In
yes.
other words, I don't want you
yes.
to be concerned because you belong to me and I'm going to take care of you.
That's
and
right.
God always does through his word
yes.
on this line.
Yes.
I don't know about anybody else, but I
yes.
know that God knows
yes.
my name and he knows exactly where I'm at. And if I don't
yes.
get a chance to see that until Monday night, I know
Amen.
That when Monday night comes, he knows exactly where I am and what
Amen.
It is that I need. You know, this word was really a good word tonight, trusting in God, especially
Trust.
In this time of what's going on
yes.
in the world, but as
yes.
well, for me, what's going on personally. In my life, you know, in a situation where I've never been before. And so I know that I have to trust God. And that first song that played really ministered unto me, all of them did. But this
yeah.
one, when you connect that to trusting in the Lord, you got to let
yeah.
go.
You
got
to
let
go and
God.
Let God.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
While you were preaching, I'm telling you, you could get delivered
yes.
right in the preaching service. I'm telling
mm-hmm.
you.
Yes.
While
mm-hmm.
you were preaching,
mm-hmm.
I wrote on my note that relinquish control. Let go.
Yes.
Give up.
Yes.
And release
yes.
your hold. Let it
mm-hmm.
go.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
because while we're holding on to things, trying to control things,
yes.
because
yes.
we don't
mm-hmm.
know what's going to happen, and he's
mm-hmm.
telling you, trust me, I know what's going to happen, and what's
yeah.
going to happen is what's best for you. And I was
That's
like, when he said that to me, girl, I'm telling you, I know God delivered me. It's God Almighty.
That's right.
Ooh. He
right.
delivered me to be able to let go of a situation that I can't control anyway. I can't control
That's
anyway
right.
because I
That's
always
right.
say God is a sovereign God, and he do whatever he wants to do. You know,
that's right.
And so I thank God for this word. It really ministered unto me tonight. And I'm telling you, I got so many notes on this word tonight. One other thing that I did want to, that I had wrote down was, don't let what you see forget. Don't let what
that's
you see and forget
mm-hmm.
about what you said.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
tonight
right.
was a reminder of everything that
mm-hmm.
you said.
Yes.
In me, I can be relied
yes.
upon. I am the way.
Right.
I am the
That's
truth.
Right.
And I am
That's
the life.
Right. And the
you
life.
Know?
That's right.
So don't let what you see make you forget about what you said. So this
That's
word
right.
tonight was a reminder. You know, sometimes we know the word. We just have to be reminded of it. And
yeah.
stir it and activate it back up. And bring your
yeah.
focus back in. And tonight, just focus me back in on the word of what he said. And don't
That's
worry about
right.
what you see. Just concentrate
That's
on
right.
what I said.
That's right.
So I thank God for the word of the Lord tonight. And once again,
Amen.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for calling, Evangelist. We love you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. You know, one thing also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I got from the word tonight as well. You know, you got to go back. See, what did God say, ladies and gentlemen? Did you hear Dr. Henderson earlier? She said, what did God say? Y'all listening to all that
right.
other stuff. What did God say about the situation? Come on, people.
Yeah.
Go back. And Dr. Henderson, I remember, you know, I remember even with mom and dad, you know, you go out to the street and have fun when you're growing up, but and then somebody tell you something different, but then I said my mama and daddy didn't say that. you know you were pretty adamant about that, you know. You said my mama didn't say
right.
that, my grandma didn't say that, and you would really just get rid of whatever they said and said my mama and them
right.
didn't say that. So we got to have that same attitude, ladies and gentlemen, like a little child. Said my mama, my daddy didn't say that, so y'all need to say that your daddy, which is God, did not say that.
That's
so y'all need to grasp that one and take it to the next level. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're opening up the lines. Our next caller, Dr. Henderson, is another awesome family as well. So we got the Hembricks are up. God bless you. Hembricks are up. God bless you.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for this message tonight. It was a powerful message. Trusting. Last week we talked about believing. This week we talked about trusting. And they come hand in hand because you have to believe before you can even trust. So we praise God that his word is so powerful and so wonderful. So that word tonight was just trusting, that we have to trust in each other. We have to trust in one another. And most important of all, we have to trust in God. We have to listen
That's
to what God said and not what man said. God said all things are possible with me. Man said it can't be done. But God said, I can do it if you just trust in me and believe in me. So I'm just thanking God tonight for that word, because it was certainly powerful tonight, and it so ministered to my heart tonight. It showed me something tonight, that you really have to trust in God no matter what you're going through, no matter what your circumstances is, no matter what it is, you got to trust and believe in God, because you know God is God, and God is God all by himself, and you have to trust in him. You know, we got all this stuff going on now, but you got to follow what God is saying, you know. Man can't do nothing. Man talking this, man talking that. But it's all about God. It's about what God is going to do, what God is doing.
That's
it's not what man is doing. It's what God. And we
God
have to, you know, we have to really praise God. We have to really keep on trusting and believing in God. Those two last week's message and this week's message, I'm telling you, it goes hand in hand. I'm telling you. And it works together. You got to trust. You got to believe that God is who he is, and you got to trust in him to know he do what he said he was going to do. God can do anything but fail. And I thank the Lord tonight, and I ask that you all continue to pray for us and continue to lift us up in prayer in Jesus' name.
We will do it. Yes. Amen. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Hembrick. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. Dr. Henderson, we got a new caller. We're going to bring in a new caller tonight. So we thank God for our callers, our new callers as well. And I'm going to mention only your last four digits because we are on the World Wide Web. So caller 8774, you're live on the air with Dr. Henderson. God bless you.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise
God.
You are so awesome. And Kevin Bond. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise y'all for reminding me of this radio show. I have been the happiest girl in the whole wide world because Kevin Bone and you sent me the prettiest video. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry. I'm just so excited right now, I can't even think. I hope I said his name. And I married this man that, well, it's a miracle. God, he was even born dead. He had cancer. God brought him through cancer. He's cancer-free. He had a car accident and was pronounced DOA. The man is right beside me today, David. He's alive and well. And God is a healer. I trust him. Oh, Kevin. And I met in a parking lot in Marietta, Georgia. Oh, my word.
Praise God.
Oh, it's been about 20 some odd years ago. And that.
Yeah, God's
good. So blessed this man. Dr. Henderson has stayed in touch with my family. Met me in a grocery store parking lot, helped me carry my groceries, and I cried tears of joy. And Mr. Vaughn has been a friend of our families ever since and brought me back to the Lord in a huge way through my daughter. My daughter is preaching to me.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Said, Mama, God has only one plan, and that's to take care of his children.
Amen.
The healing always comes. I said, Danielle, the healing hadn't come yet. She said, Mama, Mark, I think it was 16, 17, 18, whatever. It is so unreal that the signs shall follow. I don't quote scripture of Dr. Henderson like you. You're so wonderful. But you lay hands on the sick and it's up there recover. Well, I couldn't walk. I had ankle replacement. And Danielle picked me up and I was touched by the Spirit. I started walking.
Praise
and then I started
God.
Dancing. Yes. Hallelujah. And a lot's going on right now. And the anxiety and the pressure of all this in our world has got to be. Wake up, people. Listen to the word. It
will
be taking you and holding you. And God is taking us. And waking us up.
Yes,
praise
ma'am.
Yes, he is, Dr. Henderson. I feel it. There's a reason for everything I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I never used to know that. And
Mr.
Vaughn and you, actually, I'm so happy right now. Thank you so much. I sent Mr. Vaughn a video of people, grandmothers, riding horses and saying, you know, we'll overcome whatever, and singing, and these are grandmothers, and it's the prettiest video, but he's got the whole world in his
hands. Yes, he
and
does.
Thank you so much, and God bless you, Kevin Vaughn.
God bless you, Diane.
We
love you.
We love
you in the Lord. Amen.
God, thanks
Amen.
For reminding me of your show.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you. Please pass.
You're
I
better than
you.
The voice. I usually watch the voice on Monday night. No more. I'm listening to Kevin.
Praise God. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless y'all.
You.
Thank
Amen.
You.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Thank
Amen,
you Diane.
God
bless
Amen.
You. Thank
Amen.
You. Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You so much for tuning in. God
oh,
bless
thank
you.
You. Thank you. God bless y'all.
Right.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the voice is Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. That's what Dr. Henderson was telling. The voice is the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. That's what the voice we need to be hearing. And as people hear his voice. You know, Dr. Henderson, it's such a great time to witness, too, as well. It's a great time to witness for the Lord. And we just pray all the saints take advantage of that. But back to you, Dr. Henderson. This is Straight to the Point. I love it.
Amen. Praise God for everybody those of you who have called in and commented. Thank you so very much. You know, just sharing your testimony, continue to minister to me as well. And so I want you guys to be encouraged in this troubling time and know that if he healed you before, if he delivered you before, if he got you out of the muck and the mire before, if he took care of you before, amen, if he helped, you know, get you out of debt or helped you pay some bills, you know, if he provided for you, then he would do it again. Just continue to put your absolute trust in him. Those who trust in him, amen, would be like Mount Zion and you would not be moved. moved. Amen. You will not be moved because you'll put your absolute trust in him. He just wants you to be still and know that he is God. Amen. He is God. Be still and know that he is God. Amen. So we can't do it in our own strength. We got to rely and trust in him and know that he can do it again. So I just want to encourage you guys on tonight, and we're going to shift because, like I said, I didn't want to keep you long, so we're going to shift to the business spotlight, and I want everybody to just be about two, no more than 2 minutes. No, actually, no, 2 minutes is a little long. Let's do about 1 minute. I want everybody just to get through, those who have businesses to go ahead and get through, and so we can just move right along. So I'll just start off first. As you guys know, we have the DYL. DYL is three generations of royalty and shrimp. It's a total skin and body care business. The good thing about it is that, my business is online. And so therefore, by us being online, that, it's not a brick and a mortar, meaning we don't have like a building as it relates to a retail store that you could come walk in. So, we heard that Maryland was shutting down retail stores. And so thank God for online. I always said, God, I wanted to get a brick and a mortar. And he always said, not yet. So I thank God that I trusted him. Hey, man, he knew what was coming. He knew had I gotten that brick and mortar,
absolutely,
that the building would have been shut down. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm so glad I decided to stay online for a few more months. Praise him. Won't he do it?
Amen.
You want to trust God.
That's why, buddy.
You got to trust God because, although I kept saying, Lord, I'm trying to, open up some stores and so people can actually walk in, and he would always say, not yet, not yet. And I'd be like, why? He said, stay online. And I'm so glad because today we heard that the Maryland governor shut down all the businesses today when it comes to retail stores. And I said, God, I thank you that I thank you. Why do you think it's when God said obedience is better than sacrifice? It is always good to obey God.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good to trust God because God knows what's coming. We got to stop getting mad when God tells us no. We got to say, God, you told me no. You said no for a reason. And we got to wait and see why he said no. And I thank God. So I'm still able to have my business because it's online. Praise the Lord, our God. Amen. So in saying all that, we partner with our Agora Lab to be able to bring you guys hand sanitizers. Praise the name, our God. And so we also are going to be partner with another person. Remember, I told you guys that, we had a couple of partnerships. We got something else coming out that we was going, it was going to be put out in the spring. But because of all that's going on, actually the person was like, let's put it out. And I obeyed God again, and I said, not yet. And I'm so glad I said not yet because they start closing down all those things that I was going to invest in. Praise God. I'm telling y'all, I'm a living witness. When God, you got to know the voice of God. God will keep you in perfect peace when you especially when you listen and obey his voice. When you listen and obey his voice, you don't have to worry about losing things and loss. It's only when we get in our own powerful way, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, and we stop obeying him and listen to his voice, will we make all these bad decisions. But let me tell you something, it ain't come, because I have made bad decisions before when I went out on my own. But I'm telling you, by making those bad decisions, when I really listen to God now, and so far listening to God has kept me from making a lot of bad business mistakes. Amen. Because I remember I told you guys we were supposed to have been partnered with some major store chains, and God told me no, not to do it yet. And I had put the flyer out saying that we was partnering, but I never said what the name was. And I said, God, I want to put out the flyer and say what the name of the store was. And God said, no, no, no. And then about a couple of months ago, we found out that the stores was going out of business, and God kept me from that. Amen. Ain't God good?
Yes, he is.
From the, and, yeah, he is.
Yeah, praise
so
him. Praise him.
Three situations I told you guys there. God, when I listened to the voice of God in three situations, and it helped me. Amen. And so that's what it comes with. Trust in the Lord. Lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Amen. Even in your business decisions, in your ministry decisions, in your relationships, you got to listen to God and not lean unto your own understanding. And so they were L3 generations of royalty and shrimp. And so when the time is right, we will do those locations when the time is right. Amen. But right now we're online store. You can go online to www.dayyl.com. Amen. Praise the Lord. And purchase anything you like. We have creams. We have body sprays. And April 6th we'll have, and it may be before April 6th, but I just put April 6th just to be on the safe side. We will have the hand sanitizers. As you guys know, when you go into the stores, there's no hand sanitizer. But praise God. Amen. God gave me favor. Amen. And so I will be able to offer you guys hand sanitizers. Amen. It's really good instant advanced hand sanitizer. As soon as you put it on your hands, whatever bacterial germs, it disappears. So we're excited about that, and so we are, you know, we just partner with them just to provide hand sanitizers, and that's it. They're not my fulfiller when it comes to my skin creams and things of that nature, but I just partner with them in that regard, amen. And so we're excited about, now we're doing the hand sanitizers. We have some more new products coming out, praise God. We're excited, and we will be putting those out soon when the time is right. I'm really led by God when it comes to making certain business decisions and putting things out. I'm being really strategic about certain things, okay? And so DAYYL stands for three generations of royalty and strength. We offer total skin and body care products. We offer supplements as well. We offer skin creams and body sprays and apparel and things of that nature. And again, our new product that we're going to be launching, it's going to be out for sale, for purchase, April the 6th, but you can pre-order by going to customerexperience@dayyl.com. How you spell DAYYL is DEWAELLE.com, okay? www.dayyl.com to go on and purchase products, or you can pre-order our hand sanitizer at customerexperience@dayyl.com, okay? So I have several books. I give you keys when a prophet cries, something happens, your best stuff yet, and misguided affections. You can buy my books from any bookstore, or you can email me at Dr. DTH, or you can email me at DTH@virtualconsultingco.com or DrDTHministries@gmail.com, or contact me at $, all capital letters, Dr. DTH, okay? I would love to send you a book. Now, I have some other things going on. Oh, yeah. For those of you who are struggling, those of you who are going through our nonprofit, globalministry.org, we are giving out the $25 gift cards, and so you can buy some toiletries. Go to survivorsglobalministry.org, fill out a form, and then it'll come to our email address, and we will send you out your card, okay? Amen. Because I mean, in these dire times, you know, people are hungry, and I don't see nothing wrong with us sending you a Visa gift card. So we're still obeying the laws of the land. We're just sending gift cards. We're not packing up no food or anything. It's nothing wrong with sending a gift card. Amen. And so we will still be sending out our gift cards to people who are in who are desperate, people who really need help. Okay, we're sending out the gift, $25 gift cards. Again, that's survivorsglobalministry.org. Okay, all right. So I just wanted to put that out there to nonprofit. Okay, Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. Thank you so much, Brother Hembrick. The Hembricks are up.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Dr. Henderson, I could hardly hear you because he was kind of breaking up there, but you know, God be the glory. We have the Afro and Omega Bets coloring book. It's an ABC coloring book. We have the coloring book and the ABC book, which we can search now all the businesses and non-essential employees are closed down now because of the virus. We want to say as well as what Dr. Henderson just said is that you can email us and we can get this book to you. We can get it to you in the mail or we can get it to you any way you want to. We can mail it to you in the mail. We can go Federal Express. We can go any way that you need to get this book. But we definitely ask that you would get this book. It's called Alpha and Omega Bets, ABC and Coloring Book. Prophetess Lily Hembrick, she did the book. Praise God. It's a really, really good coloring book. It has the scriptures in it. It's from A to Z, from Abraham to Zion. I mean the book is just it's just an awesome book. And I believe that you really would enjoy it, and also you would enjoy coloring in the book. It has books for parents and it has books for the kids. Now this would be a good time as what we're going through. We can't take our kids, can't go to school now, and you know, this kind of thing. This would be a good time to get this book, and I want to give you the email address and just email us. You can email me at schembrick@verizon.net. You can mail Prophet or Lady Hembrick at iCloud.com. You can email us and tell us that you want this book, because like I said, this is a good time to get it, to teach your children the Word of God, and they can learn it while they're out of school. It's good to keep in touch with God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Dr. Vaughn? Yes.
Okay.
All right. So, did you hear me, Elder, or did you finish talking? So, Dr. Vaughn, can you guys hear me now?
here I am. I come before your face, oh Lord, to give you worship. You're the only one that I adore. With my heart open wide, in search of what you have in store, I'm here to do your will. And I surrender.
I surrender.
It's my desire. To please and honor your majesty. Your awesome presence is where I want to be. From this day on, I'll serve you with my whole heart. So now I come to you, Father, I surrender.
You are holy.
You are mine.
church.